sneaky husbands,
two-timing wives,
bad boyfriends,
and even worse girlfriends.
They thought they could get away with it.
But now,
they're about to get busted.
You know, in this life, there's a lot of things that are going to happen that'll make you feel bad about yourself.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, lots of things.
Like when you're trying to take a screenshot, but you accidentally lock your phone instead.
Oh, I hate that. Oh my God, I do it so much.
Like every time.
Idiot. Or when you have to sing through the alphabet song in your head to figure out if one letter comes before or after another.
Like, but seriously, that elemental P section.
I know, dude.
Tricky.
Yeah.
Or when you're 48 weeks deep on someone's Instagram and accidentally like one of their pictures.
No!
Take it back.
Oh, God, kill me now.
Oh, my gosh.
But another terrible, awful feeling that you're probably going to experience at least once is when you randomly find out your significant other has been cheating on you.
Why do people do it?
Your instinct's probably to just destroy all their belongings, but don't do that. Because if you really want to get even after that heartbreak, you should call into our radio show and shame your scumbag ex by telling the full story of how you caught them in this segment that we call Busted.
Get some closure on the radio.
We have a few listeners who've already called in with their own personal caught cheating stories that they wanted to share. So let's go to the phones. Chris, tell us how you busted your significant other.
All right, so me and my girlfriend were walking through the mall, and I see this guy, like, walking towards us, and he kind of looks at my girlfriend weird, and it looks like he knows her, but we walk past, and he turns back, and he says, "Hey, girl, I follow you on OnlyFans."
Oh!
And I'm like, "Is he talking to you?" She's like, "No, I don't know what he's talking about. Let's just go."
No.
What's OnlyFans?
That's the one where you post nudies and stuff, and then you get money for it.
Guys, like, subscribe.
Is that a popular one?
Do not write it down.
I'm writing,
stop
I'm sorry,
taking
I'm writing
notes.
It down.
Please.
OnlyFans.
You've heard about it. I didn't know anything about it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So what'd you do?
Yeah.
So, like, we went home, and I couldn't get it out of my head. I was like, OnlyFans, what is that? So I went online, and it's like she said, it's an adult website where you, like, do things, and people send you tips or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she had, like, thousands of subscribers.
Dang!
What? She's OnlyFans.
God. Whoa. And she made you pay for that stuff she bought at the mall.
I know, right? We broke up, like, that night.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Probably for the best.
Damn, dude. Good. All right, let's go to Dina. Dina, tell us how you busted your significant other.
Well, this happened probably a couple years ago now. I was with my then fiance, and we were just driving along. And I reached in the back of the car to grab my leather jacket.
Uh-huh.
And when I grabbed it and I went to put it on, it, like, didn't fit at all. It was really, really tiny.
Whoa.
And I remember at the time I even mentioned something like, "Oh, my gosh, did this shrink?"
Yeah. Did I grow huge?
Did I put leather in the washer in the dryer?
Yeah. And I was just, like, so confused. And at the time, I didn't think anything of it, but he looked, like, kind of weird. And he was like, "Oh, it's my mom's." And she is smaller than me, so I did believe it at first. But then I reached into the pocket, and there was this 24-year-old girl's ID in there.
Oh, no.
Mom, why are you hanging out with 24-year-olds?
Yeah.
Right. Clearly not mom. And I was like, "What the heck is this?" And I knew he was cheating on me then.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously.
Are you sure he's not, like, is he an Uber driver?
Yeah, you wish.
Right.
No?
No.
No, just an Uber douche. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, sorry about that, Dina. Let's go to Mark. Mark, how did you bust your significant other?
Oh, man. It was actually, I was actually cheating on her.
Oh,
you
so you're the one that got busted.
Oh.
Bro.
Yeah, kind of, but let me just tell you what happened.
Okay.
I take the other girl out to a bar, and, you know, we're having a couple of drinks, and a few minutes later, next thing I know, I look over to the side where, like, there's an arcade game, and there's my real girlfriend with some other dude.
Oh.
It's like, I want to be mad, but I can't really be mad.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do right now.
You're both cheating.
Well, I wasn't even thinking. I just immediately ran over there, and I'm like, what the hell is this?
Oh, my God, you did not have the...
And she looks at you with your girl. She's like, "What the hell is this?"
Yeah, you just keep asking each other the question.
Over and over, nobody has an answer.
Yeah.
I kind of forgot about that part in the heat of the moment, but we just kind of looked at each other and realized it was over. So
yeah.
Oh, there you go.
That's a mutual decision.
That's
nice.
A good date.
I thought if you both cheat, it cancels each other out. Is that not how it works?
It's like a double negative.
Right.
No, it just cancels the whole relationship.
Yeah.
Let's go to Laura. Laura, tell us how you busted your significant other.
Hey, so I was at a party just doing this blog thing for my website, and someone called me into the other room to do some tequila shots. So I put my camera down. I went to go do the shots.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I totally forgot that I'd been recording this whole time. So when the party ended, I grabbed my camera and went home.
Okay.
A few weeks later, I was editing the footage, and to my surprise, I saw in the back corner of my room, my boyfriend was making out with another girl.
I mean, but such a good blog post. I mean, you got
seriously.
So many views for that. Please tell me you used it.
Oh, I used it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Wow, that's pretty bad.
She suddenly goes viral.
Text into 78592. Tell us how you busted your significant other cheating. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.